Welcome, everyone, to tonight's annual council meeting in which the Mayor and Deputy Mayor will be elected. My name's Martin Horson and I'm Acting Chief Executive Officer of Mildura Rural City Council. I'll undertake the duties of chairperson for this meeting until the Mayor is elected. Firstly, I'd like to undertake the prayer and the acknowledgement of country. Almighty God, who are gathered together in council, pledge ourselves to work in harmony for the welfare and development of our rural city. Guide us, we pray, in our deliberations to help us be fair in our judgment and wise in our actions so that prosperity and happiness shall be the lot of our people. Amen. I would also like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the and custodians of the land, which comprise the Mildura Rural City Municipality. We pay our respects to the elders past and present and celebrate and respect their continuing cultures and acknowledge the memories of their ancestors. As part of our efforts to contain the spread of COVID-19, in accordance with Section 395 of the Local Government Act 2020, this council meeting has been live streamed on all council websites and is unfortunately not open to the public to attend. An audio and video recording will be published on Council's website within 48 hours of the meeting concluding. We are currently doing a totally virtual meeting, so all the councillors need to be able to see and hear each other. So we'll go through a bit of a roll call and confirm that is the case. So councillors present tonight, Councillor Ian Arney.
Not going to hear. Thank you.
Councillor Stefano De Peri.
Yes, I can hear.
Councillor Mark Eckel.
Can hear. Thank you.
Councillor Helen Healy.
Thank you. I can hear and see everybody.
Councillor Glenn Milne.
Thank you. I can hear and see everybody.
Councillor Jason Monica.
Thank you. I can see and hear everybody.
Councillor Cindy Power.
Thank you. I can see and hear everybody.
Councillor Jodie Reynolds.
Thank you. I can hear and see everyone.
And Councillor Liam Wood.
Thank you. I can see and hear everyone.
Council officers present tonight are General Manager Chris Parham, General Manager Development Mandy Whelan, Acting General Manager Community Mr. Mark Jenkins, and our Manager Governance and Performance Lani Baird. There are no apologies for tonight's meeting. In accordance with Section 26(3) of the Local Government Act 2020, before the election of the Mayor is undertaken, Council must determine by resolution whether the Mayor is to be elected for one or a two-year term. On that basis, a recommendation is included in Item 2 of the Election of Mayor report, recommending the election of the Mayor be a year term. I would now like to call for a mover of that recommendation.
Move.
Well, I think Councillor Monica was first out of the gate, so
happy to move that.
A seconder?
Happy to second it.
Councillor Eckel, thank you. I'd now put the motion. All those in favour? Thank you. The motion is carried. Now we move on to the election of Mayor. I would now like to call for nominations for the election of Mayor.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to nominate Councillor Jason Modica.
Thank you, Councillor Eckel. Councillor Modica, do you accept that nomination?
Yes, Mr. Horson, I do accept that nomination.
I'd now like to call for further nominations of Mayor. Councillor Power?
Through you, Chair, I'd like to nominate Councillor Liam Wood for Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Power. Councillor Wood, do you accept that nomination?
Through you, Acting CEO, I do accept that.
Do we have nomination. A seconder for that nomination? I think it was Councillor Milne. Sorry, did I call for a seconder for Councillor Monica?
No, you didn't.
I just remiss on that. Could I have a seconder for Councillor Monica? Thank you, Councillor Reynolds. So just to confirm, we have two nominees for mayor. Are there any further nominations for the position of mayor? Thank you, councillors. So just to confirm, we have two nominations for mayor. We have Councillor Modica, nominated by Councillor Eckel, and we have Councillor Wood, nominated by Councillor Power. I will now put the motion. All those in favour of Councillor Modica? Thank you. All those in favour of Councillor Wood? I will now declare Councillor Wood as Mayor of the Mildura Rural City Council. We're all clapping. The next just order of business is we do need to move on to the election of the Deputy Mayor. But before that takes place, I'd just like to give the opportunity for Councillor Modica, as the outgoing mayor, to say a few words if he chooses.
I would love to say a few words. I would really like to congratulate Councillor Wood on being elected this evening. It's an absolute honour to be elected as a representative of your community, and there's former mayors in the meeting tonight that would adhere and attest to that. I'd also like to reflect on the enormity of the year. We have been in and out of COVID. We have had put together a community plan and a council plan remotely, with great work done by councillors and staff. But really, I would like to get a message out to the community on how resilient they have been, on how responsive they've been on the back of so many rule changes, and some curious leadership from both state and federal governments that has left local governments doing a hell of a lot of the work. I do know that all councillors in this room are very concerned and genuinely want to work hard to give their community as much as they can. And I would hope that with the new election of a mayor, the full support of the council would go behind him and we can represent our community as best we can. Once again, thank you for my colleagues for the opportunity last year. Thank you for the staff for all the work that they do endlessly, and thanks for the community for your input and being as resilient as you have been. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Councillor Monica, and appreciate sincere efforts over the last 12 months. Thank you. I would now call on the newly elected mayor to say a few words in regard to the incoming position. Over to you, Councillor Wood. Just need to go off mute.
Back on. Thank you. Just like to thank Jason Modica for his huge effort throughout the year, especially with the COVID situation. So thank you very much. I'm honoured to take on the position as mayor of a region and community I grew up in. I feel great pride in being able to represent a town that has given me so much. I'm not a career politician, nor will I be a lifelong councillor. The aim has always been to give as much time and energy into the position as I can for my 4 years. Of course, councils should be across global and national issues, but we are called a local government for a reason. I plan to lower the eyes and work collaboratively with community members on the immediate needs of our region. At the next council election, I implore a new wave of young, ambitious community members to put their hands up. After all, they are the future. On behalf of the ratepayers, I look forward to leading a unified council and working productively with my colleagues and the administration, because that's what our region and our ratepayers deserve. The work starts now. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Wood. And now you have the chair.
Wow. Okay, the election of the Deputy Mayor. We now move for that. I will now call for nominations for the position of Deputy Mayor. Councillor Modica.
I would like to nominate Councillor Helen Healy, Mayor Wood.
Councillor Healy, do you accept the nomination?
Yes, I do. Thank you, Mayor Wood.
Do I have a seconder for Councillor Healy?
I'd like to second that. Yeah, I'd like to second that nomination, Mr. Mayor, and congratulations on your appointment.
Thanks, Councillor Eckel. Do I have any other nominations?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Cindy Power, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Power, do you accept the nomination?
I accept the nomination. Thank you.
Do I have a seconder for Councillor Power? Councillor DePierre? Now we go to the vote. Is there any more nominations? Okay, and we now put it to the vote. For those voting for Councillor Healy as Deputy Mayor, please raise your hands. Those voting for Councillor Power as Deputy Mayor, please raise your hands. Councillor Power, you are now Deputy Mayor. Congratulations. Is that it? Congratulations, Deputy Mayor Power. Would you like to say anything?
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for your votes. Thank you for your trust in me. I look forward to serving our local community and putting our locals first. Thank you, councillors, for your trust in me and for your votes. Like our new mayor, I'm not a career politician. I think that's pretty evident by the things I've done over the last year. I'm an activist. I lead from the heart. I always give 100%. It's my intention to work extremely hard for all of you to achieve many wins for our community and for our ratepayers. We've been through a lot the last 18 months. The work starts now. Let's move forward and welcome change. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And I give now Councillor Healy a chance to say a few words.
Thank you, Mayor Wood, and congratulations to you and Councillor Power. I'm really excited for the new energy and the passion that I know you both have. I want to thank you for the honour of being Deputy Mayor and thank Councillor Modica for the partnership that we formed. And I think we pass on a strong council to the next group of the leadership. I'm also really thrilled that we have at the leadership level gender equality in having a male and female in those leadership positions. So thank you, councillors, for that vote. And I really look forward to working with you both in the leadership position and with all the councillors and drawing together as a team to really get some big things done for our community. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Healy. That concludes the vote for Deputy Mayor. We move into... That's the end of the meeting. Thank you, everyone. As I said, the work starts now, and we've all got a lot of work to do, but it's been fantastic to be nominated, and I'm glad to be working with such a great team. So thank you, and thank you for all those who are watching